Hello.
Yes.
Well, it's true, 100% true. So it qualifies. And, you know, some 10, 15 years ago, I used to live in the USA, not in Regina, but in Detroit, in the Motor City, working for the car company there. And every time I would come into that airport, the Detroit airport, I would always have a very warm welcome from the, customs people, you know, actually. It's ironic, they're horrible people. I don't know why they had a sort of vengeance against British people coming into their city, but there you go. But one afternoon, I landed in Detroit, and for some reason, they took a particularly nasty approach to me, and so they made me undo the bag. I had to go through the bag, and I had some pork pies, which I had to clear. And I said, I've got pork pies in here, can I bring them in? And they found the pork pies and they said, did you declare it? And I said, yes, I did. And, you know, they took them away. Obviously, you can't bring pork pies into the great American. But anyway, so that was a bad start. So they took me into a special room. This is where they search people. So they just take me, and there's another guy, and there's probably the second or third guy who's just watching, observing, you know, arms folded. And so they want me to take my shoes off. I think they sort of named me for, I fit the sort of, you know, the profile for someone who's going to bring in some weed or some hash or something like that, you know. And so they take me into the room and they're going to take my shoes off, and then they're sort of frisking me and searching me. And the guy, he finds something in my socks. Now, this is the crucial part of the story, which is quite funny. These socks were a gift from my mother about 2 years previously, and they were like Santa Claus, like Happy Christmas socks. And you have a little sort of electronic thing sewed into the ring, and when you squeeze it, it plays Jingle Bells. But it hadn't worked for for a year or two. I think the battery had run out, but I just wore them anyway. Nice socks, got Santa on them. And he sort of felt this little bit of plastic thing. And he assumed probably it was like hash or something, I don't know. And he ripped it out the sock quite violently. And he's pulling it out like this. And then it, just as he ripped it out, it starts playing again. And it starts playing Jingle Bells, but really slowly. And he's getting into this ridiculous situation. And he throws it on the floor. Get out! And that was the search over. Welcome to my.
At least you weren't cavity searched.
Anything else going to remind me of Ross Butler?
Do you know Ross Butler?
I know Ross Butler.